You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Vicker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's pheasant hunting season once again in Wisconsin.
But you might be surprised where some of the birds come from. In today's Wisconsin Life segment, producer Seth Javag brings us a story.
Back in May, roughly 5,000 newborn ring-necked pheasants were trucked from a state-run hatchery in Poinette to Oregon Correctional Center, a minimum security prison in Fitchburg.
This year they were born like at 10 o'clock in the morning and we had them at noon. So as soon as they're hatched, they load them up in a truck and bring them to us.
That's Prison Sergeant Rick Davis. He supervises the prison's pheasant farm, which helps the State Department of Natural Resources stock public hunting grounds.
We have two inmates that work with them constantly. They go down, they make sure there's water in there daily, and then there's feed bins in each one. Our pheasant guys are both, they're 42 cents an hour. That's what they get paid. Before they committed their crime, they were both kind of outdoorsmen and hunters and fishermen. It was no problem for them on any of this stuff, so they kind of knew what was going on.
For 5 months, the well-fed pheasants live in open-air pens about the size of football fields, enclosed by chicken wire and overhead nets that protect them from hawks, coyotes, and other predators. Each October, however, comes a reckoning.
Well, hunting season opens tomorrow. That's why it's a big day today. You want to get as many out there as you can for the opening of the season. They're picking up 660 pheasants today.
So how do you round up 660 pheasants in one day?
I think you'll be kind of impressed about how we do it. It works pretty slick.
Not happy, are you?
Here's how it works. Wearing gloves and protective glasses, a half dozen inmates enter a pen, fan out, and march toward the birds with their arms spread wide. The birds are herded into a small enclosure, the door shuts, and they're picked up one by one and stuffed into wooden crates that hold 20 each.
Let me catch these ones.
One, two, three, four.
Well, that's basically how you do it. Once you get them in there, you grab them however you can because they really don't want to be caught. Yeah, it's just like you said with the chickens. They're flying around.
There are some hazards to the job.
Hey, one on the back. One on the back.
Huh?
You poop on me?
Yeah, he pooped on you.
Are you serious?
Easy, buddy, easy.
Pooped on my back.
When the crates are full, the pheasants are loaded onto pickup trucks driven by DNR staff and driven to places like Hook Lake Wildlife Area in Rutland. Here's Andy Polios, a wildlife biologist for the DNR.
We'll open the crates and the pheasants will fly to freedom here out in the wildlife area, and hopefully enough of them will stick around for a day or two so that the hunters can have some good hunting tomorrow.
Their prospects aren't great, Polios says. If hunters or predators don't get them, the winter probably will.
So I better get out of the way here. There they go.
But for a brief moment at least, they're free.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. You can get more information at wisconsinlife.org.
Here to tell us more about some of the rehabilitation programs for prisoners across the state is Seth Javag. He's a freelance journalist in Madison. Seth, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
So I've got to ask first, did you get protective gloves and goggles?
You know, I didn't. I just kind of kept my distance. I walked behind them, and I felt all right about that.
All right. So you explained it some in the piece there, but how does this pheasant program work?
Well, there's a state game farm in Poinette, as I said in the mm-hmm. piece, and they raise tens of thousands of birds there. And they actually, the state game farm distributes them around the state themselves with the help of the DNR. But there's two prisons in the state where they send these new hatchlings to. It's one in Oregon and one in Oneida. And so basically, you know, the inmates raise them for those 5 months. And then when they're ready for, you know, they're fully grown, they take them out and onto the hunting grounds.
And they raise them from chicks.
That's
or,
right.
Or from eggs. I don't know.
Right. Well, they get them just after they're hatched. Like you said, it's like 2 hours old and they're moving in the van.
What's the job like for a prisoner doing this? What do they do over these 5 months?
Well, yeah, there's two guys that did most of the work, and they have to do a lot of making sure the enclosures are okay, like the nets don't have any holes in them. There's a lot of mending that they have to do. Of the fences, the same thing. They got to keep them watered, got to keep them fed. And, you know, they have to make sure when they're newborn, there's a lot of work to do to make sure they're not getting suffocated, like crawling on top of each other and things like that. So...
So one of the most famous prisoners in American history was, I don't know his name, but he was known as the Birdman of Alcatraz, who spent his time taking care of pigeons, I think, at Alcatraz. Why is this done? Is this making birdmen of Oregon? Are we seeing a benefit for them in terms of rehabilitation?
Well, I think there's two things. One, for the state, it saves them some money from the state game farm. You know, it's, I guess, cheap labor, and so it's a money saver there. For the prisoners themselves, they try to have employment for them. This is a minimum security prison. The guys who are in this particular facility are usually right on the end of their time served, and they're about to be transitioned back into the community. So this is another kind of job for them, to get them ready.
Is this looked at as a pretty good gig for a prisoner?
Yeah, the two guys that were running it said they really liked it, and I think they like being outdoors all summer. It's interesting work, and I think they liked it a lot. Yeah, it was pretty good. I think the ideal gig is to have, release out into the community. A lot of people have jobs out there. They get paid more, but but I think the guys at the liked what they were doing here.
And what other rehabilitation programs are there like this? I've heard of farms and food-related things at prisons as well.
Yeah, a big one is gardens. There's a lot of prisons that do gardens. I know one just up the street from Oregon Correctional Center, Oak Hill. It has, I think, a four-acre garden where they harvested something like 80,000 pounds of produce last year, which is then is cooked up and used to feed the prisoners. And that's pretty common. They also have a state farm right near the Oregon facility there where inmates from Oak Hill milk cows and, grow crops. And again, that food is used throughout the correctional system.
Is there a sense that this is just something to do to keep prisoners busy, or that, hey, there's something really particularly valuable in this kind of outdoor agricultural or ecological activity?
Well, I guess I didn't ask that question specifically, but I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's, it is, like you said, something, it's a job there that's useful. It's nice to have something, like I said, outside. I think it's the same with the gardening, that, it's if you can spend the entire summer outdoors working on that stuff, I think they like it.
Now, I got to know how you fell into this idea, because I imagine most pheasant hunters out there, or maybe they do know this, I'm not a pheasant hunter, but I would guess they wouldn't have a clue that these pheasants came from the local correctional institution.
Yeah, I had actually driven past it a number of times on County M there, and when I first saw the nets, and it's quite large, I was like, is that a ginseng farm or something, and I just got curious, and then I had asked about it this summer and found out, oh, they're raising pheasants. And yeah, I think it's somewhat unknown, but yeah, it's been going on a long time. I talked to the guy at the state game farm earlier this year, and he thought it had been as long as maybe in the mid-80s they started it up.
Is there any thought of expanding this, or does the state have the pheasant population it needs?
Well, this year, I think it was 78,000 pheasants were raised at the state game farm, which is quite a bit. More, I think last year it was 54,000. So they're kind of, I don't know if that's an ongoing trend, but they did say this year was a lot more. Whether or not they're going to expand it further at the prisons, I'm not sure. I know Oregon got more this year than they had in the past. So.
All right. Well, Seth, thanks a lot for taking us on this look behind the scenes.
You bet.
That's Seth Jovag. He's a freelance journalist in Madison.